Genesis and research on human embryos.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the witnessing book, Why Won't They Listen?
You know, research on stem cells and cloning often involves the destruction of embryos, real human beings. But do you recall when a U.S. senator actually used the Bible to support the destruction of embryos? Gordon Smith, a former senator from Oregon and who normally opposes abortion, gave Congress his view on Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. He claims the verse describes a two-stage process for creating humans. First, he says, God formed man from the dust. Then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Smith said cells are like the dust. They give form to man, but not the breath of life. To get a spirit, he claims, the cells must be put in the mother's womb, and that's where life begins. But this view completely ignores the verse's context. The creation of Adam and Eve was a special case. Neither came from an embryo. Genesis chapter 2 doesn't teach anything about how embryos get a soul. You know, sadly, many people are twisting God's word to support their own position and ignoring the true meaning of Genesis.
Over the centuries, many Christians have twisted the Bible to support a view that some races or people groups were superior to others. We've got answers in an eye-opening pocket guide, and it's yours for a gift of any amount today. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.